Today we start reading a lot of John, and the first letter of John sounds a lot like the Gospel of John. That's why they say this might be the same author, you know, the first letter of John. And he's talking about remaining in Christ. And it sounds a lot like what Jesus was saying, where I am in you, remain in me. And this idea of that close relationship, and the way John is talking about it is that when you have that kind of relationship, when you remain in Christ, right, then you speak differently and you see the world differently. And sometimes when we are not, let's say, remaining in Christ or close to Christ, then we start making different kinds of decisions. And we know that because probably what happens, this is what happens when I'm having conversations with people about faith, it becomes pretty apparent if they are close to God. Because when they're close to God, they say one thing. When then they're far from God, they end up saying all kinds of other things. The one I always think is classic is that I've never really seen anybody who's close to God and says, there's just no need to go to church. We don't have to go to church every week. I've never seen that. And if you find somebody, I'd like to talk to that person to see why are they thinking that? Because usually that it comes, and especially if they understand the scriptures and understand the faith, that if they remain in Christ, then they see the world a certain way. And they judge the world a different way. And how they spend their time. And it's based on that fruit. And so you hear St. John telling them, remain close to Christ, remain in Christ and Christ in you. Then that will be the proof of your faith. And you will make great decisions when you are close to God, when you're close to the faith and your faith in Christ. And it's always a challenge because I think sometimes when we have discussions on religion, we think of it like oftentimes I'm talking to people, it's like I'm having a discussion on math or a discussion on science or a discussion on politics. Very different, because the thing about having a discussion on faith, especially when we start talking about, you know, the aspects of the faith and belief in Christ, is that it takes some sort of spirituality along with it to see it, to see the truth of it, to have that kind of spirituality, to be remain. When you're in Christ, you say things differently. And that's a tough thing, because when I'm having discussions with people, they sort of feel like this is all objective. Well, there are certainly objective components of it, no question about it, but how we see it comes about even the questions we ask and why what we think is important. And that's why I think you hear St. John as well as Jesus in the Gospel of John to say, remain in me, remain in the Lord, remain in Christ. And when you're close to Christ, you really, it's amazing how a lot of those questions kind of fall away. I say, well, how do you answer those kinds of questions? First, stay close to Christ, and then see what kind of questions come. So, I mean, and that's a challenge, I think, for all of us. And that's why, for me, it's all about, if I can work on helping them see spirituality and staying close to Christ, I usually have no problem with the issues that seems to come up. Those tend to fall away. May that be our challenge, especially for us personally. But even as we're engaging in the world, to try to help them see that it's about faith and remaining close to Christ first. Once you've got that, then I think everything else kind of falls into place.